All right, guys. It's been a minute since the last podcast I put up, and there's many reasons for that, one of which is just maintaining habits, and I'm just driving from the gym back to my house slash office, and I was on the Threadmaster, and I was kind of thinking, like, I want to get this podcast going again. I've been putting out a newsletter for the last, like, 21 weeks, and to be honest, I'm sort of dabbling with just doing like an audio version of that. And I kind of want to just start with this, which is a bit of a recap. And there's some things I kept pretty close to my chest. The last year is, I can't lie, it's been fucking hard. After the last podcast I put up, which was basically what was going on with one of our creditors, that went on for a long time. Memory serves, the account got frozen. Basically suspended in like the June, July, August time, somewhere there. I want to say it was like June, early July. And I don't know if I ever said this, but like the first I really knew about it was trying to pay for petrol at a gas station, running a gas station. And the card got declined. And I knew there was like $100,000 or more on that card. So there was a shit ton of space. To be honest, I just figured like I've been in the States, I've come back. Maybe it's been flagged up for fraud. You know, it's just jumped between locations. So I thought nothing of it. And I think it was either the same day or the next day I went to put an agency expense on it, which was totally normal. I would normally do that. Bear in mind, we put hundreds of thousands of pounds. I put hundreds of thousands of pounds through this creditor and this card every single month. I'm not going to name names because we're still not out of it. Unless we are, I will be able to disclose more. But that went on until, so yeah, the account got frozen. We went into the, like, this review status. We provided a little documentation to prove we were doing legitimate business activities that we were accused of not doing, which was absolute horseshit. And we kept being told it was just a routine check. And we kept sending back all the bank statements and all the management accounts. And we gave full access to all the Shopify accounts and everything else. I even was providing personal documentation into my own personal bank accounts, savings, investments, all of it. This creditor had access to absolutely everything. And we got stuck in this like cycle of things would go off for review. And they would tell us that, you know, okay, cool, you'll hear back within 14 days. And 3-4 days would pass. And I just chase up with, like, you know, assume you guys have received everything, got everything you need. Like, yeah, no problem. You'll get a phone call. It'll take up to 14 days. Chances are we've done way before that. And you know how this goes. The 14 days came and went. We didn't get phone calls. We then chased it. They would ask for the same documentation all over again. We would send it off. And we would have a promise of a phone call. Someone would ring us to discuss it. And we would, you know, this was just a temporary measure. And we'd be back on track in no fucking time. Well, again, time went. We continued in this cycle. And I must admit, I took it very personally. I was starting to doubt myself. I was starting to think, like, fuck, did I do something wrong? Have I screwed this up? What did I do? I knew I hadn't done anything, but when someone is accusing you of that and putting you in that state and you can't seem to get the account back, your brain starts going to really funny places, particularly when it had such a knock-on for the rest of the business. Basically, like, that creditor was the way in which we paid for all our inventory, all our ads, all our staff, all the agencies that we work with, everything went through that. And it gave us those 54, 56 days, whatever, to pay. So, sure. And we got a shit ton of points back. By this point, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, this went on until December when I had to get a lawyer involved. The lawyer was actually my uncle. And I hadn't spoken to him in about a decade. That's a whole other story. Not because we ever fell out. I'll be honest, it was because my father caused a huge rift in the family. And shit just got weird. Yeah, and story for another day. Anyway, I reached out and just explained the situation I was in and was very honest that, you know, I did miss him and it would be nice to see him. And I went to see him, drove 2 hours to go see him. We had a good catch up. And he gave me some advice. I explained the whole situation. He gave me advice. He offered to basically become my lawyer if I needed it, if I wanted to. But frankly, he gave me the confidence to actually just go back and push. Which is exactly what I did. And to be honest, like I had a coach at the time who basically, I say coach, therapist, who at the same time had a corporate background And she was very, very instrumental in helping me get through that period too, and just putting together the scripts, putting together the letters, putting me in a position to succeed. So, I think it was like December 22nd. So I've been pulling my hair out for months at this point. The business has dropped dramatically. We can't pay anybody because everything's been frozen. All the cash flow is just completely ruined. I can't even tell you how unbelievably stressful that time was. Shit got dark. I can't lie. Shit really, really got dark. Anyway, persevered, finally pushed back, got lawyers involved, pushed back, got far more aggressive and just tried to take control of the situation as opposed to being dictated to. Jesus Christ, if anybody ever finds themselves in the same situation, please reach out because you ain't alone. And I will gladly give you everything that helped in the end for us. I can say shit got dark. Shit got very, very dark. I took it very personally. I thought I was the failure. I thought I had screwed up monumentally. And I felt like I'd let a shit ton of people down, including our customers, our vendors, our suppliers, and a real, frankly, that we owed money to, which is just the normal course of doing business. You know, we leverage debt. We use debt. Not a bad thing at all. But Jesus, that caused absolute carnage. And I got to December. Sorry, I know I'm jumping all over the place. Got to December, and we finally arranged the payment plan. And that was over the course of, to be paid back over the course of the next 10 months. So first payment, December 22nd. And at this point, we couldn't even talk to the creditor anymore. It had gone to debt collectors, unbeknownst to us. We found out in December. I found out in December. Sorry, I'm just reversing into parking space. That is what happened. So we connected with this debt collector. We arranged a payment plan. They went back to the creditor. Finally, after much back and forth, got them to agree a payment plan. And we're what, like 8 months into their plan, 2 months to go. And by the time it's all said and done, I will have paid back something like £130,000 that I was personally on the hook for by this point. They were coming after me personally. It wasn't just the business anymore. So, where am I going with this? Basically to say, it's it's amazing what you can do when your back is against the wall. My back was firmly against the wall. You know, between, June, July, August, and December of last year. I mean, things got very tough. And then I realized that the only way out of it was me. No one was coming. No one was going to help. And as much as this was happening to me, and it wasn't my fault, it was not my fault. And I've been told this repeatedly, not just by myself, because I thought this was my fault somehow. But lawyers have told me this is not my fault. I've had therapists tell me this is not my fault. I've had other brand owners, business owners that have looked at this and been like, this is not your fault. This is absolutely absurd. You should be suing these people. I'm not going to. Frankly, I just want to get this behind me and move the fuck on with my life. But all is to say, when your back is against the wall, which mine firmly was, it's amazing what you can do, where you can dig into, and how much it focuses you, and how much you're forced to do something to turn a situation around very rapidly. If you had said to me just a couple of years ago that you would need to find £130,000 within 10 months, I there is no way in hell I would have believed you. I would have done something very silly. to get myself out of this situation. And by silly, I mean, I get in a very dark place. Thankfully, I didn't go there. I dug deep, found a way, focused, and made sure that everybody we owed money to that would have been paid had this bank not done this. Which, honestly, it didn't piss me off to begin with. It does more and more now. The damage that they did to the business, the damage that they did to my reputation, the business's reputation, the brand's reputation. Thankfully, all the partners that we work with, the vendors, the suppliers, were unbelievably gracious to us once I explained the situation and what was going on, and that I reassured everybody that hell or high water, I would make sure that everybody got paid back. And I have. I have. Everybody's been paid back. And so this is, well, Tuesday, 18th of July. Are we in? I'm losing track. Tuesday, 18th of July, there is 23,000 remaining to pay to that creditor. Thank God almighty, I can't wait. The pressure has been insane. But I can promise you, if you're ever going through some shit and you think it's the end, I promise it's not. And I promise you're not alone. You're not going through this alone. Whether your situation is as crazy as mine, not as bad, worse, it's all relative. And you will get through it. And it is not a judgment on your character of what is happening to you right now. You can only go by the decisions you made at the time with the information that you had at that time. And that's all I can tell myself, is I made the best decisions at the time with the information that I had. I could not prepare for what happened. I did not know what was about to happen. And to this day, I have never actually been given clarification on what happened or why it ever got to that point. We had been with this creditor for 7 years when this happened. We'd had a great relationship with him. And honestly, I think that's the part that actually is the most sour, is I had always gone above and beyond to maintain that relationship. It sucks. That bit sucks. But I promise you're not alone. And it's not a personal reflection. There's an episode of Ted Lasso in the second season, I think it's like episode 3 or 4, where Ted talks to his team in the locker room. And if you haven't seen Ted Lasso, it's goddamn fantastic. Go watch it. It's on Apple TV. Give yourself a trial. Go watch it. One of the best shows I think I've ever seen in my life. But there is I think it's episode 3 or 4 in the second season where Ted's in the locker room and they've just gone through a loss. And they've been going through multiple losses and they're all real downbeat and trodden down. In a real shitty place, and I'm paraphrasing this, but in essence, no fairy tale starts or ends in the deep dark forest, where it's scary and it's terrifying and it's lonely and it's full of monsters. The story doesn't start there, and the story sure as shit does not end there. So don't ever let it. And I have to tell myself this, and I'll be honest, that episode resonated like crazy, because there was a period of time where I could have given into that, and it could have ended in the deep dark forest, and I could have just tapped out. Got very close. Shit got very lonely and very dark and very hard. It's not something I've shared a whole lot of. There's about 2, maybe 3 people that actually know that. It's fucking hard. But I got through it. Ironically, I've had some of the greatest times of my life this year because I reframed what success was and I reframed what I wanted. And once I started to realize what I was actually possible of doing, which was paying back just 130 grand of personal debt in 10 months, let alone running the rest of the business and paying everybody else off, just that creditor. I mean, fuck, I'm pretty proud of myself. I feel kind of triumphant. I feel like I kind of won. I feel like this was one of the worst challenges I have ever had in my goddamn life. Oh. So, all that to say, the podcast is restarting. I'm going to try and do these a lot more. Again, I mean, the goal is going to be to do these once a day. Because frankly, I miss doing them. I miss connecting with people. I miss being able to help other entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that are coming through and trying to get started or going through shit, small, medium, large. I mean, I still consult with a lot of different businesses, and again, that's the part I love, is actually helping a lot of founders and really getting into the weeds and trying to provide results. It fills me up. So guys, I mean, for one, I hope you never go through anything quite like that. It's been one of the hardest years of my fucking life, and it's saying something because I used to be goddamn homeless. Again, story for another day. When I was a kid, but yeah, story for another day. You never learn. I'm serious. If you're ever going through some shit and you just need somebody, hop into, just drop me a message on any platform, wherever you can find me, just badge me and get hold of me. Send me an email, send me a text. And, I promise you're not alone. Come join the community if that's where you want to go. I gotta leave this one here because I'm at home. I'm sat on the drive and, appreciate you listening. I will talk to you very soon.